Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today in Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a hadith which has been related from the fifth Imam, Imam Baqir alayhi salam. This hadith is about certain sins which lead to the hastening of punishment in the life of this world. As you know, sins can be categorized in different categories. One of the categories and divisions of sins are sins that quickly lead to the punishment of the sinner. Sometimes there are certain sins which the perpetrator of would not be punished immediately for. Rather, his punishment might be delayed and he might be given a chance to repent. However, there are certain sins which are not given any respite, and the person who perpetrated them would not be allowed a time period in which he would be allowed to repent. Rather, he would be punished for it immediately in this world. Imam Baqir says that the following was written in the book of Imam Ali. As you know, the book of Imam Ali was a book which Imam Ali alayhi salam, in which Imam Ali alayhi salam wrote certain important information, certain things such as where a certain verse was revealed, under what circumstances it was revealed, and also it contains certain interpretations of the verses of the Holy Quran, and it's a very important book, and unfortunately it was never transferred to the people. Rather, it was Imam Ali kept it and he passed it down to his successor, and it kept being passed down from one imam to the next until finally it reached the hands of the 12th Imam, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Imam Baqir alayhi salam, this is also one of the sources of the knowledge of the A'imma alayhi salam. And you know, the Imams alayhi salam, they had this in their possession and they used it. And sometimes they would relate certain things from it, such as we see in this beautiful hadith, which we're going to recite for you today. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says the following, that the following was written in the book of Imam Ali. The perpetrator of any of the following three misdeeds will not die before seeing their evil consequences in this world. Right, so this kind of implies, doesn't imply that the punishment of the sin of these three sins would be immediately given to the sinner and wouldn't be given a chance for respite, but it wouldn't be delayed till the akhirat or the hereafter. Rather, before this person dies, he would see the effects and the consequences and the punishment of his sins. Those sins are the following. They are intimidation of others, al-baghi. The second is cutting off one's blood relations, qati'atul rahim, meaning severing ties with one's relatives. This is one of the grave sins, right? And it's so grave that the person would be punished for it in this world. Finally, the Imam says, wal yaminul kadhiba, taking false oaths, right? Swearing, taking an oath, but lying, right, when taking an oath, making a false oath. This is also one of those sins which leads to immediate punishment. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the sins that hasten punishment in the life of this world in the words of Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.